Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call of KPR Mills Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Nigam from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today afternoon. We are joined today by management from KPR Mills Limited. We have with us Mr. Natarajan, the Managing Director, Mr. Murugappan, who is the CFO, and Mr. Kandasamy, the Company Secretary. And now, without any further delay, I will hand over to Mr. Natarajan for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Abhishek, and very good evening to everyone here, and I welcome you all for the KPR Mills Q4 earnings call for the financial year 2023. With the opening of economies around the world after the COVID crisis, consumers had the opportunity to spend the money that they could not during the COVID period. Consequently, demand soared, and brands and retailers increased orders to meet this pent-up demand. However, with inflation rising, especially after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the demand of consumer goods slowed while inventories remained very high. KPR commenced FY 2023 with a positive note of growth and profitability. But the steep increase in cotton prices, we all know well, coupled with the resultant lower yarn realization, impacted the margin. However, the unstinted support from the garment segment and our inherent strengths enabled KPR to repeat its performance level despite the challenges. Now the cotton prices started stabilizing. The textile industry is optimistic with the government policies and FTAs. As reported earlier, to improve our performance further, we implemented certain modernization and expansion plan at a total outlay of about 500 crores. So that is setting up of exclusive vortex spinning mill at an outlay of rupees 100 crores will be completed during the current financial year. The rooftop solar power plant at rupees 50 crores is completed and commissioned. Processing and printing expansion at a cost of rupees 50 crores will be completed in first half of this financial year. Ethanol capacity expansion at rupees 150 crores will be commenced before the coming sugar season 2023-24, that is by October this year. Then finally, we spent around 100 crores for modernization to improve the quality of the product so as to meet the customer's requirement. With this, we spent around 500 crores in the last 1 year, which is will be completed at the end of this year, all the around 500 crores investment. The geopolitical tensions, high inflation, rising commodity prices, and interest rates are impacting many economies. The textile business is also facing challenges. So, we are watching the market continuously and will consider any further expansion plans accordingly. With these opening remarks, the floor is now open for questions and answers session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, firstly, wanted to know reasons for this sharp contraction in gross margins for this quarter.
Sir, this is mainly due to the margin reduction in spinning business, that is yarn and fabric. The cotton prices were highly volatile and the demand is little subdued. Because of that, the margins, realization of yarn and fabric is lower than the normal levels. The profitability are also low during this quarter.
Okay, so what were the margins in yarn and fabric segment this quarter?
This quarter is about 10%.
Okay, and the garment segment margins would be?
It's 25%, sir. Sugar is about 20%.
Okay. And sir, how are you seeing this coming quarter? Any unutilized high cost cotton inventory still in the still in our books, or how is it?
No, sir. We all the inventories of the previous season are fully consumed. We have only the current inventories.
Okay, sure. Sir, my next question is your sales contribution from Europe region this year has increased to 60-61%. So can you elaborate on any client additions done in that region over the last 1 year?
It is mainly because of the existing customers, and like Primark and some of the European customers increased the order in, since we have commissioned the new plant for their requirement. The demand has increased from Europe, and the available capacity will be utilized for the other region customers in the coming year.
Okay, and sir, how is the demand environment in Europe region for garments? Is it improving from last year, or how is the outlook over there?
Yeah, it's when compared to last year, now, you know, because of we all know well about Ukraine war, the purchasing trend has changed in the Europe. So, what we are also waiting for, similarly, the general image in Europe is also like that. You know, they are little bit slow down, and in the last 3-4 months, we are able to see. We hope that this trend will change. And we are able to see a change in the the order flow. Most probably the orders are moving towards the large players. So this is what we are able to see now.
Okay. And so my final question would be, what would be your order book position for garments as of today?
As of today, it's about 1,000 crores. Huh?
Okay. Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for the question. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, request you to limit your questions to 3 as there are multiple participants in the question queue. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debra from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Question is on your capacity expansion. So you have multiple capacity expansions. One in ethanol, one in Vortex, then you have modernization, debottlenecking. So we're just trying to understand all this capacity expansion, like what would be the, how much increase in turnover would this capacity expansion would lead to?
Sir, Vortex spinning expected to be somewhere around 100 crores of turnover on completion of the project. And the solar power plant expected to generate a revenue of close to about 12 crore rupees per annum. And it's more of a profit, no? And the processing and the printing expansions expected to increase its capacity by about 4,000 tons. And the ethanol expansions will increase the revenue by about 150 crores.
So around more than 250 watt crore from all this capacity expansion.
Yeah. Other than that, in the modernization, whatever we have done, it will improve our competitiveness in the market.
Okay.
And we will become a preferred customers, continue to be the preferred customers in the market.
What this all this would lead to also, I mean, ballpark around 250 odd crores of increase in our turnover. Yes, sir?
Yeah, yeah. It's more of value-added products will give it a high return.
Okay. Sir, recently, you know, government has announced mega textile park, and two of the parks has been launched, one in Karnataka, one in Tamil Nadu. Any plan of investment in this mega textile park? As per your, by when do you think this park will be operational and your, if you intend to invest in, by when do you foresee that you would invest in this park?
The development activities not yet commenced in Tamil Nadu. We expect that it will be done in the coming period, and the final notifications and other benefits will be announced in the coming year. Based on that, we will take a call on that.
Okay. Okay, okay. My final question is on the your debt, the interest cost, the cost, I mean, total interest cost has gone up significantly. I believe that debt level has also gone up. Since we are doing a significant 500 crore of, you know, CapEx, and in future also, we are all anticipating your CapEx in garment. At what level of debt would you be comfortable, and how would you fund this CapEx mix of debt, equity? What is the thought behind this? What is your thought behind this CapEx expansion?
Most of the capital project, we have announced, you know, announced and implementing is from the internal sources only, except the ethanol project, where the interest subsidy is available. Apart from the ethanol project, the other loan, other projects are all from internal accruals. The current debt is about term loan of about 590 crores, and term loan of working capital of about 735 crores, and the overall debt-equity ratio of about 0.37%. We feel it's up to 0.5% would be comfortable, but we are not intending to borrow much because the cash generations are good. Some of the term loans, whatever we have, is mostly interest subsidy loans. Other loans, we are slowly closing down.
What would be the blended cost of debt in this five?
It will be somewhere around 6%. The working capital loan is higher because it's season ending. We are holding stocks for next 4-5 months. That's why the working capital availment is little higher. It will be regularized in the coming periods. Yeah, next question you can go.
Yes. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Dipen Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, as far as in the past year, if you look at the total revenue growth in garments, we had probably a 5%-7% volume growth, and a large part of the revenues came from increased realizations, which has reached almost 200 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just give us some idea about what's the kind of value addition which came in, and how much was because of the price increase because of cotton?
Some 10% would be because of the cotton price increase that is expected to continue in the coming period also, because currently the cotton price is around 65,000 rupees. The prices, what is available, what is in the previous period also the same. It's expected to continue. The value additions, no, we have introduced some of the printing technologies in the garment divisions and embroidery and other whole body printing kind of a thing. The value addition is slowly going up, and that would be somewhere around 10%.
Okay.
Mm.
I think more the average realizations could sustain at the current level, because most of these are kind of longer term in nature.
Yeah, long term in nature.
Okay. Sir, as far as the current year is concerned, we had just a volume growth of 5%-7% last year. Any indications whether growth could be better in the current year based on whatever you are seeing in the market? and slide some more.
Currently, we have about 147 million garment capacity. We hope that we will reach close to that.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. And sir, in terms of slightly some more color on how the macro is looking, you said there is some improvement in demand which could come through, but maybe something specific to Europe and US. What trends are you seeing?
So generally, if you see that, you know, the China plus one, you know, everybody we are talking since long, and overall, the sentiment is that, you know, the customers are, you know, looking for large customers. Mainly, another very important reason is the inventory is a big issue now. So those who are having the, you know, the working capital capacity, those are able to keep the inventory level at, you know, the customers once even they place the order, you know, they are just keeping his warehouse as their own here, and whenever they need the shipment, based on that only, you know, we have to ship it. So we have to keep stock after the production of the garments. So here the working capital facility is very key is at present situation. So only, you know, like having capacity and inventory, you know, storage facility and the working capital facility, this kind of facilities are key at the present level. So this plays a major role. So large players can grab more orders. So that is the position. So KPR is well placed in this area. So we feel that you know, the future will be good for the garments.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Some clarification, sir. Firstly, on the cotton side, how much cotton inventory we must be having at this on the balance sheet as of now, and what would be the average price?
The balance sheet date, we have about 4 months inventory. Now we have a little more, but the average cost would be somewhere around 63,000-64,000 rupees.
Okay. And secondly, I understand, sir, you have mentioned on your opening remark that you would wait and watch for the right time for the announcement on the garment capacity expansion. But if at all, if you have to do it, how much time will it take you to, you know, get your capacity ready to fill the demand? Should it be ready within 6 to 8 months, given you have, do you have any scope within your existing facility to expand, or will it take 1.5 to 2 years like previous greenfield expansion?
No, so we have a certain space also in the, you know, existing facilities also. That is small, you know, like 5 to 10 million capacity. We can go with brownfield, but, you know, further if you want to go for the large expansion, we have to plan for the greenfield. And see, we have the past experience in the last 10 years, you know, like the creating the facility, so we can make it, you know, like 6 to 8 months, whatever the size, like 30-40 million garment capacity, we can be able to set up. But the main thing is here we have to see how the trend or the world over around the world, you know, due to war or, you know, various uncertainties are there. You know, people face some recession maybe there in the future or so like that. So with various uncertainties, I think we also find it. We are closely, you know, watching the market. And it again, you know, it's not in our decision, so we have to wait and see how the trend goes, maybe for, say, next 3 months, 6 months. So based on that, we have to take a decision.
Okay, and if at all, if you announce it, will it be a similar size of the previous capacity, 35-40 million plus, or would it be...
Yes.
And in the same region?
Yeah, in the same region.
Okay, and Lastly, on the yarn business, do you think given the demand and spread pressure, do you think this is worst now, and from here on each day should see improvement, or do you think it is very difficult as of now to comment on the demand and spread both?
No, generally, almost you see the yarn price again, you know, the what is the position of the final product, as I told you know, just now, you know, the most of our export of the textile product is for Europe and the US. So when you know, garment orders improves automatically, this raw material yarn, so this also will improve, so that we have to wait and see. But I can say that the worst is over, because cotton price went up to, you know, more than 1 lakh per candy, and it has come down. If you see the last couple of months, it's stabilized somewhere around 60 to 62,000. So we can say that the worst is over. And we hope the you know, the future will maybe next you know, quarters or in a quarter or two, definitely the situation will improve.
Any comment you would like to make on your retail brand Faso? How is it doing? You had some ambitious target for FY24. Are we on track to achieve that?
Yeah, we have the target, and almost we are moving toward, except, you know, during the COVID time where we started at the time, and it was a little tough time, and in the last 6 months we are pushing it to cover even the earlier time what we lost, and we hope that we can achieve as our plan. But we are, you know, lacking little behind because of this, you know, the COVID and other issues. And we are confident that we can push it to the track.
All right. All the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, last time I was not. So, just wanted to understand, sir, the opportunity in the garment segment, as this China Plus One opportunity is still there and very active, and various other countries are still facing issues on maybe some of the other factors. We're just trying to understand a large player like you, why are we waiting for demand improvement to happen and stuff, because otherwise we can do capacity expansion and place our capacities much better than a smaller company. So just wanted to understand the thought process on what is leading to a doubt where the demand will not come in the next 6 months.
No, you see that 1 year back, you know, the China Plus One was very interesting, and it was, you know, there are a lot of orders flowing in. But after that, you know, a lot of uncertainties are happening around the world. Like, you know, this in some reason the war is going on, and you know, the garments, you know, from in this region, this Tirupur and even KPR, the major export is to Europe. And Europe as you know, you know very well that, you know, Europe is the most affected because of this war, and the people's you know, purchasing pattern itself has changed. So they have from fashion to basic needs, they have moved. So like that, you know, because of the gas problem, power shortage, you know, the power cost has gone up manifold in Europe. So so they are also, you know, it's every human being, you know, like when the basic needs, they struggle, you know, their full attention will be on this. So they will think, you know, the fancy or fashions will be the next. So that kind of situation is there. So we are very cautious, you know, we don't want to, you know, just investing hundreds of crores and, you know, anything happened. So we don't want to, like, you know, put the investment and keep it ideal or struggling for getting orders and all these things. So So then the situation becomes, you know, the worst or something like, you know, unnecessarily investing on this and we should not get into trouble. So we want to, we can say that we are a little more extra cautious. So that is only the reason we are waiting for.
So this is, that is very interesting because it makes sense. Generally, as per your experience of so many years in the industry, how much time does an improvement in consumption will generally take in such kind of scenario? We have been through many recessionary cycles. So
recessionary we can say, but you know, this the war scenario and all, I think we are all, you know, the first time facing this kind of situation. So it is very difficult. So we can assume, but we should not go wrong. So that is the reason we actually we are waiting for that. That's why I told. So we can predict, but you know that it cannot go right. You know. It's better to wait and see for some more time.
Yeah, makes sense, sir. Sir, second question is on FASO. What is our thought process there, and how are we moving ahead on that business?
So we are slowly, because you know, we started in the state and we moved into southern states. Now we are actually moving to Pan India. So this is what we planned at the beginning. So we are moving as per our plan. But only the thing, due to COVID and other issues, it was a little bit, you know, the time lag. Almost 1 to 2 years is lost in that. And we are aggressively pushing it. And we hope that maybe like, you know, we are running, you know, behind that. And as our team and marketing team and technical team, and you know, we are pushing it fast to catch up this time, maybe in a couple of years, is what we lost like this. So we hope that we can reach as per our plan.
Can we assume that you would be the brand could be a 100 crore brand in the next 2 years?
We also hope to do that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, last question on your spinning business. This vortex spinning that you have announced, is it a better profitability business than your current spinning, or is it the same margin business?
Almost margin will be the same, but one thing we can say that, you know, this kind of what the cotton has a high fluctuation in the price. Ups and down is there, and this is mainly we use the viscose fiber, so the fluctuation will not be there. Is we can say the stable margin without high risk like cotton.
Okay, and the demand is also improving in the viscose segment, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. All the best. Hope we
move
ahead faster. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Monish Gurke from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our sales to Europe is around 60%. So what would be the split between mainland Europe and UK?
Sir, UK will be somewhere around 15%. Balance will be other European countries.
So 15% of the 60%?
Yeah.
Okay. And so Europe and North America are almost equally large garment markets. What is the reason that we are so strong in Europe but not as strong as North America? Like if I compare even Australia, which is a very small market, our share is 14%. Whereas North America, which is a larger market, we are just at 20%.
We started the American business some 3-4 years back when we expanded the business. Otherwise, we are in Europe almost. Now only we are expanding our businesses to other regions like US, Australia and all. So we hope that coming periods the share will increase.
Okay. And sir, our yarn and fabric business, what would be the split between domestic and export?
It's almost domestic only.
Almost domestic. And sir, what would be our typical yarn realization?
Sir, current quarter is about ₹265 per kg. The blender, the fabric is about 310 rupees.
Per meter?
Per kilo.
Per kilo, okay. And sir, this cotton prices, if I'm looking at trends of past few months, it's around 60,000 rupees a candy. So you said our procurement cost is 53-54. So why is it lower? Are we like buying some different quality cotton?
No, it's 63,000.
Okay. 62,000. Okay. And so last question. So Asia, so generally, you know, the textile garmenting industries say that we don't have FTA with EU. That's why we are not benefiting. But we have FTA with Japan and Korea. So why our share, like as an industry, our share is not that strong in those countries?
No, see, since beginning, the product what we are making is to the Europe and the US, so like that. And Japanese market is niche market, not volume based. So it depends on how you make the product. See, suppose one factory, one company or one region makes volume based, and few players makes only niche garments. And in this region, if you say that mainly, you know, Tirupur region, where most of the exporters, where Tirupur, entire Tirupur is are making more than 30,000 crores of export, are mostly on volume based. So that is the main reason we are towards Europe and US, and there is no much. Still, we also do a small volume, but the quantity will be very less. It is for the players who are, you know, the small players having like 100, 200 machines, like those people can go for niche market. Large volume we want, we have to go larger size of factory, we have to go to this kind of markets.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gyan Sundaram S. from Spark Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sorry to be harping on this again, but just in terms of this garment capacity, you know, we've done about 133 million pieces this year, and our capacity is about 157, meaning there's minimal room for about 18% is the kind of growth that is left out in terms of capacity. And typically the last facility that we did at Chengapalli took us about 14 months in terms of gestation. So when could we really expect this in terms of you getting confidence? Because you illustrated to a lot of positive facts coming out as expansion into North America or in terms of larger players gaining share. So why is it really not imbibing a confidence in us to go for a capacity expansion right now? Is it labor-related issues?
No, this is not, already as the Singapore unit, the larger size of unit, you know, this to ramping up a factory of this size, it takes time where we have to meet both order booking as well as the training of the labors. So we have to go in a phased manner only. We cannot go as all of a sudden. If it's a small factory like 100, 200 machines, we can make it in a couple of months or like that. As the larger capacity size, we have to, train the people. At the same time, we have to meet the customers' delivery schedule. So that's why ramping up happens so like that. It takes, as you said, like 12 to 14 months. So once this ramping up is over, then we can think of the further expansion. And as already told, the uncertainty in the market, we have to think that also into, taking a decision for the expansion plan. So that is the present situation.
So it's got nothing to do with labor availability or in terms of labor attrition.
No, there is no issue at all.
Yeah. Right, sir. So just another bookkeeping question. Can you just give us the split between the numbers, the yarn and the fabric business as well as the sugar business?
You want the production or sales, sir?
Sales, sir.
Yarn sales is about 19,000 tons. Fabric sales is about 2,000 tons.
And the sugar business, sir?
Sugar business, we sale is about 1 lakh ton. Ethanol sales is about 2 crore 38 lakh liters.
Right, sir. So just another, just on the bookkeeping question here. This year we produced about 133 million, but eventual sales was 128. Is it just timing issue or has there been any order cancellations, sir?
I could not get you. Please, come in.
No, this year our garment production is about 133 million pieces, while the sale was about 128 million pieces. Is it purely a timing issue in terms of order pickup or has there been cancellations?
As MD explained to you, now the shipments are happening on the basis of the capacity. Like they wanted us to produce and keep the stock ready for shipment. Once they give the shipping schedule, we have to ship it. Like they are keeping the warehouse in our factory. As and when required, it's getting exported. So we are keeping about 2 months production as a stock.
Right. So just one follow-up. Has this changed? So that earlier they used to give us a 6-month order book. Now that's has come down to a 3 months. Is there a change in terms of order book schedule?
No, no, sir. Order book is more or less the same, only shipping schedule.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay from Canara Robeco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity, sir. Two questions. The first is just on this realization per piece. So if you see this quarter also, it is around 211 rupees. And you did allude to that it's a partly a function of, say, 10% is because of cotton price and 10% is because of the printing technology, etc. So, but the cotton prices have corrected, so wouldn't the prices, I mean, the realization come down? I mean, how should we look at the realization? Can it go back to 140 or 160 or this 200 would continue?
No, sir, cotton prices earlier used to be about 35,000-40,000 rupees. Now it's about 63,000-64,000, around 65,000 rupees. Thus, realization wise, we are not expecting any downturn because almost the cotton prices is about 50% higher than the normal level. So it's expected to be the same. And the peak cotton prices was there in the last year for about 2-3 months only, not a full year. That does not have any impact on this.
So fair to assume that this 200 should continue going forward also?
We are expecting that it will be more or less the same level.
Okay. And sir, second question is, sir, on the sugar business. So, I mean, at least ex of UP, there are concerns that the yield and recovery is on the lower side in Maharashtra and Karnataka. So how do you see the FY24 numbers? Like, can we expect a similar number or there will be some hit on the top line and even on the margins? So what is, if you can guide for FY24?
It's too early to predict because it's more of a monsoon-based business. We hope that things will be good because the rains last year is good, so sowing also good. We expect that the things will be normal this year in Karnataka, North Karnataka.
Okay, but sir, any sense on the crushing that has been closed recently, I mean?
Yeah?
Any color
you want? What do you want?
From the crushing season that has just ended, or sir, from there if you can give some inference.
Sir, current year crushing information you want?
Yeah, sir, if you can help with that.
Yeah, 26 lakh tons we have crushed there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha from MSEC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So can you give me the revenue number for yarn fabric for this quarter and the breakup of sugar ethanol in the sugar business?
Can you, sir, not clear, can you come in? Sada, your line is not very clear, can you come in?
Yeah, can you give me the, you gave me the volume numbers for yarn and the fabric. Can you give the revenue numbers in rupees million for yarn fabric and the split of sugar ethanol in sugar?
Yeah, I'll give you. The yarn quantity is about 19,000 tons and the fabric is 2,000 tons. Yarn revenue is about 500 crores and 70 crores in fabric. And sugar is about 1 lakh tons is sales, 327 crore is revenue. Ethanol is 2 crore 38 lakh liters and 155 crore is revenue.
How much? 100 and?
155 crore.
And so what is the sugar inventory we are sitting at as of this
quarter? We close to about 1 lakh tons.
Okay. And so this new sugar ethanol capacity that is expected to be commissioned, that will be operational in the next cycle of October to January?
It is not a new sugar capacity, it is ethanol capacity. It's expected to come to operation from next season, that is from October.
Right. Right. Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So my first question is on the we were expecting some large orders to come in after the FTA which we signed with Australia. Any comments, any color that you can throw on those lines?
No, already we are doing with one customer. You know, after the FTA, now order flow is increased. And even FTA, you know, we import raw cotton also from Australia, where the, you know, generally for import duty is there. From Australia, the import duty is removed because of the FTA. So just we have import also started. We will see the improvement in the future, both, you know, the raw material import as well as order booking also.
Okay, fair enough. And so my second question is on the production numbers which we expect to do this year from 133 million to about 147, 150 million. Given the near-term pressures that we are seeing in the consumer market of US, Europe, so where is this confidence or optimism coming from? I mean, what are we seeing or how are we getting this order?
So we have an order book for about 6 months from now. So the next order cycle will start from sometime in June, July. The inquiries and the discussions are going on as per the expected levels. We hope that the business will do well.
So the current order book that we have booked for the next 6 months,
yeah,
the confidence that we'll do this 150 odd million production.
We also expect that the worst in Europe is more or less over. Now they are coming back to normal. We hope that things will improve.
Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, so you mentioned that cotton is yarn realization is around 256 per kg, and then the current cotton rate, the cotton yarn spread is around coming around INR 80 rupees, INR 80 per kg. So, sir, is this a normal level? I thought normal level would be something around 110, 120 sir, per kg cotton yarn spread. What would be the ideal cotton yarn spread, sir, for you?
Sir, whatever you said is right. We hope that the things will improve from the coming quarters.
And what would be the ideal cotton yarn spread for
you? As you said, it's about 110 to 120 rupees per kilo.
Okay. So, second question is that, the new capacity, garment capacity of 42 million pieces. What will be the capacity utilization? I'm just trying to understand that if you incrementally get orders, do you have enough capacity to fulfill those orders?
What will be the more or less the capacity is running full. We hope that the production production will be achieved in two three months time.
So if incremental you have order book in this June-July cycle, you see significant increase, say 10-15% increase in order. So would you be able to fulfill, because if your capacity is running on almost full capacity, then how do you...
Yeah, we can run it, because what I am, capacity is full means full factory is running now. Generally, after full capacity running, the capacity utilization will increase afterwards only. It will take, because since it's a new capacity, slowly it will improve the production.
So, sir,
the labor also new. the capacity of the people will increase slowly over a period of time, maybe 3 months to 4 months time, they will reach their optimum capacity.
So you have 147 million pieces capacity. So can you produce more than that in terms of garments? Can it go beyond 147 million pieces?
As MD told, we have some space for brownfield expansion that can be done whenever it is required. We can do what some 10-20 million additional with a small addition of sewing machines and some balancing equipments.
So 10-20 million in brownfield, that is what you are mentioning.
10 million.
Okay. And final question is on viscose here. So you said it is better that it is less volatile and all. In terms of realization and margin, how much better it will be? And are you saying that realization would also be better than the normal yarn and margin would be better than the normal yarn? Can you give us some color on that?
No, better. It is not better than the normal yarn like that. It is like a steady margin, because the value addition is steady and the margins also steady. So it will be, we expect that it will be somewhere around 18-20% margin kind of a business, because we are testing it based on the outcome of this expansion. If everything goes well, we can expand this business also, but we have to see how it comes.
And what would be the capacity that you will be putting on for this? Because I know the amount, but in terms of metric ton, how much capacity you are putting?
The present capacity is production of 25 tons per day.
No, for viscose, the new capacity expansion, how much you are doing?
Yeah, that's why we say that. 25 tons per day is the yarn production capacity.
That is expected from the new capacity, new facility. It's about 9,000 tons per annum.
9,000 tons per annum. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ahmed Mara from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So first question I had on the yarn volumes. So if I look at, say, last three quarters, we were doing less than 15,000 volumes or thereabouts. This quarter, the number was higher. So can you explain what is the reason for the jump in Q4 yarn volumes? And with that, for the next year, FY24, with the further ramp up in our garment production, do we expect that yarn volumes will fall further?
Yeah, some small quantity will go to captive consumption. The balance will be sold outside. We were carrying little more stock during second quarter and third quarter that was liquidated during the fourth quarter.
Okay, got it. And sir, on the high inventory on our balance sheet, is it just because of the high cotton inventories and the 2 month inventory we are keeping for the garments? These are the reasons, or there is anything else?
Yeah, that is the reason. As well, there's some sugar also there, sugar stocks also there, because we have close to about 1 lakh tons of sugar and molasses for the off season. So that is also there. It's mainly because of the high cotton inventory with a higher price.
Got it. And sir, in the sugar segment margins for Q3 and Q4, can you explain what is the key accounting reason or any specific reason why Q3 margins were so high and Q4 margins are low? And also with that, how much sugar we exported this year?
We have exported somewhere around 37,000 tons. And the margin during the quarter 3 is higher because most of the sales is export sales as well as the ethanol sales. Sugar sales, other sales are very small. This quarter, the sugar sales is very high.
Got it.
Sugar sales, generally the margins are a little lower. When the turnover is lesser and the power and the ethanol sales is higher, means the margin will be higher. Blended margin, we are looking at somewhere around 22-23%.
Got it, sir. Fine. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Firstly, I missed your number with respect to what was the yarn segment margins that you say you did in 4Q?
Fourth quarter is about 10%.
About 10%. Okay. And sir, one clarification. While we are not currently committing to expanding our garment capacity, but as the need arises, can we like, is there a possibility that we can like possibly operate on a double shift in some of the facilities to meet the higher order inflow if at all it happens?
We feel the single shift capacity operation is doing well. So we would like to keep it like this.
Correct. And so one last thing, you did mention in one of the participants call of the current garment capacity at 147 million pieces. So is that 147 or 157?
10 million capacity is sitting in Ethiopia. We want to move it. We are just making an attempt to move that the machineries from Ethiopia to here. It is in progress. In India now we have only 147 million capacity.
Correct. So can we expect, when can we expect that 10 million Ethiopia capacity to come here?
Just we are also hoping that it will come quickly. We will see, sir.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Manotra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. One, why is other expenses and depreciation higher on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
Depreciation is higher because we have increased the capital expenditure during the last year and this year. That resulted in a higher depreciation. And quarter three, it's some of the machineries completed its useful life, so it is little less. And some of the in quarter four, some of the machineries came into existence, came into operation, so the depreciation increased.
Okay, and sir, other expenses?
Other expenses, more of a power cost. Because during this quarter, we do not have any power available from our wind sources and all. So the power cost is increased substantially. That resulted in a higher, higher other expenses.
Okay, understood. And sir, the second question was, is it fair to assume that the next garmenting capacity expansion announcement is at least 6 months away?
Sir, MD, as MD explained, we are waiting for the situation to come to normal. Then we will decide, because we have not yet finalized anything. It will be taken at appropriate time.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This was really helpful.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Tanna from i.pms. Please go ahead. Mr. Tanna, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is
am I audible now? Hello.
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. I think most of my questions are answered. One question on the UK FTA. Once India signs the FTA, what sort of financial impact do we expect for KPR? I mean, something in terms of numbers. I think we are 60%. We are well penetrated into the region. So how does this help us in terms of immediate financial impact?
Sir, see, UK, we have a few large customers and a considerable size of orders from UK. So once the agreement FTA is signed, so we can get more orders. Whereas the duty is removed, then definitely, we get more benefit towards the better you know pricing and the higher orders. So exactly we can't you know financially quantify it now, but definitely there will be a very good you know positivity for the KPR business, particularly for garment business.
Right, right. And one question, so on the labor front, you mentioned that there's no problem, but how do we see scale up? So if we commission another large plant, so how do we see ourselves managing maybe twice the employee base that we have currently? Are we comfortable doing that? And how confident are we for that? And similarly, do we also... will we be open to scale up in other geographies where labor availability is maybe higher and it's more accessible? Some of our peers are also looking at that. So do we have that thought process or will we be sticking to our home ground?
Sir, because the labor front, we have one of the best practices for our employees, and we have both, you know, the state local employees as well as migrant laborers, almost more than 10 states like you know Odisha, Jharkhand, UP, Bihar, so like various states people are here, and we are providing an excellent facilities, and in fact the KPR is the we can say the best labor practices, particularly in textiles. So we have all kind of facilities, even higher education, you know, food facilities, free accommodations, all these things we are providing for our employees. So they are very quiet and comfortable, and we continue to even now all the situations, you know very well, even during COVID time also, like where migrant labor was big issue around the country, and all our employees were in our campus even during the lockdown. So we provided for them salary and free food, all these things. So the fully satisfied employees makes better performance. So this is what KPR's policy. So with this strength, we are confident that we can mobilize the people what we require.
Right, right, got it. Yes, so we are well aware of KPR's policies, and congratulations to you for that. And just one last question on realization. So you mentioned that the realizations, you can maintain the realization going forward, but with the value addition that we are planning to do, what is the scope, and given the raw material situation is actually cooling out a little bit, and we have to be competitive to get the market share, what sort of a realization improvement do we see over the next 3 to 5 years? If you can comment something on that.
Yeah, it is more based on the raw material cost. More or less, value addition side, we have done whatever possible. And any new technology comes and new things comes, we will be doing it. We hope that we will maintain the margins, whatever we are getting in the garment business, that will continue. Whatever opportunity comes, we utilize it.
Right. So maybe a 10% value addition is like a good number to directionally look at.
Yeah, yeah, 10% definitely possible, but we are looking at more of a margin what we are getting with it.
Right, right. Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Vaiti from Carnelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Most of the questions are answered, but just I just wanted to stress further on the CapEx part or capacity expansion part. So unless I think we are having some negative view for 3 to 4 years, because the way I am hearing you that in Europe things are getting normal and you are also pretty confident on your capacity utilization. So just wondering, are we running a risk of not having capacity when opportunity, because the way China plus one is happening, the way things are coming to India and the way KPR is positioned, even sir, if we put the capacity right now, and even if we might have to wait for scaling up for 6 months, 8 months, the cost of having the capacity vis-a-vis not having a capacity and missing the opportunity. Not sure that how you are evaluating it. So just wanted to understand the thought process of not going ahead when like end of the year we are expecting full capacity utilization and the risk of not having capacity is clearly visible.
Yeah, we will take your view, sir. We will having some internal discussions in the coming periods. We will discuss and we will explain whatever you have said. We will try to reach to some concerns among the team.
Right, sir. And second is, sir, if like the way we are expanding at a single location, and I fully agree with you, the kind of labor practices, HR practices, which KPR has one of the best class in the textile sector, I would say, maybe in the world. But there will be a point of time when there will be a constraint, like of scaling up and getting the labor at a single location. So is there any discussion of having one more location where you can again create such a big scale? So just wanted to understand, is there any thought process or you will stick to the single location only?
Sir, you see, this what we have, the workers are not coming from locally. They are all from various states. So they are all staying in the campus. So wherever the location, the people coming from outstations, it doesn't make a big issue. But at the same time, so here in the government, it needs personal attention. So if it is, in and around the factory, so that, you know, lot of, other advantages like operational convenience, because we have our knitting facilities, processing, you know, government is allows only in a particular area like Sipcot, and, the transportation convenience. So all these things are better advantage, having in and around facilities are near to the like processing, printing, embroidery, all these things are, you know, reachable around 50 kilometer radius what we have the facilities. So this makes a lot of cost saving. So based on that only, as you said, this point we are also thinking seriously, because this much of employees we have. So every time we are discussing all these subjects, so the finally we are taking an appropriate decision.
Right. And sir, one last question I have. I'm sure putting capacity is an easy thing, but scaling up may require hiring, labor, and all those things. So do you think that once you go for a brownfield, right from getting the land, putting all infrastructure and labor hiring and everything, are you sure you will be able to do this entire thing in 12 to 14 months, or it may take a bit longer because already we are having 30,000 employees?
Yeah, with our experience, we can do it. We are confident.
Okay. Right, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question and wish you good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Pratik Tholia from Systematic. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just firstly on clarification, you said 1 lakh ton of sugar that you sold in the quarter. This also includes the export of 37,000 tons, right?
Yeah, includes.
Okay, so domestic is 63,000 and export is 37,000.
Yeah.
And so this 26 lakh ton of cane that you've crushed, that is for the current season or that is for the financial year ending March?
The current season.
For the season. Okay. And so can you just help with the realization of the sugar? How much was your average realization in the domestic and export market during the quarter?
It's a combined realization only. It's about 32 rupees 40 paisa per kg.
Sorry, the 32 rupees?
40 paisa per kg.
40 paisa per kg. Okay. And sir, in ethanol, what was the average realization?
65 rupees, 33 rupees.
Sorry?
65 rupees.
65 rupees per liter. So the ethanol during the quarter is 2.38 crore liters that you've done. That is entirely through juice?
Yeah, it is during the season, no? It's entirely through juice.
Okay. And so, for say FY 24, what percentage of your production would be via juice, and what would be your molasses? How much would you be planning to do through molasses?
Sir, it is 50-50, sir. We are planning for about 10 crore liters of ethanol for the year. And 5 crore would be from juice and 5 crore would be from ethanol.
Okay, so 50-50 from the two.
The molasses, yeah, right.
Yeah, and then lastly, we are also talking about, we are hearing about this El Nino and, lower monsoon. And since Karnataka largely would be rain-fed, so how are you seeing the ground level picture in terms of, how much cane you expect to, crush in the next season, and what could be the recovery rates for the next season?
We are expecting a normal monsoon and a normal crushing. Let us see. Because generally this 1 year before situation only prevail in the next season. The last year monsoon is good, so sowing is very good. So we hope that the normal year.
Okay, understood. And sir, for this current sugar season, what was the recovery rate for you?
Since ours is a composite unit, you cannot exactly measure the recovery. We hope that it will be somewhere around 11%.
11%, this is after diversion to ethanol or at gross level?
It's a gross level.
Gross level, 11%. Right. Yes, thank you so much. And this is just lastly one request. Sir, since now your sugar business is also expanding and becoming big, and the overall profitability also, but I don't see any mention of your sugar, at least the volume numbers and all, you can share on the PPT so that we can save time on the call discussing the numbers, and we can have more strategic level discussion.
Fairly well, Lord.
Just a request, maybe you can have a few slides on the PPT with all the volume numbers. So that
we'll do that.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kostubh Pavaskar from Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just on the margin front, this year, overall margins, we have seen at around 21.4%, and in the past we have guided that, if your garment business margins are around 25% and sugar business margins are close to 25%, your margin trajectory would be somewhere above 23 to 24%. That front, where do you see your margins, going ahead over the next 2 to 3 years?
The garment and the sugar margin expected to be in the same line only, and the only the spinning margin was little fluctuating. We hope that it will settle during this year.
Okay. So this year overall spinning margins were how much?
17%.
For year 17%. And what is the comfortable level of margins, historically you have achieved?
In spinning business?
Yeah.
It will be somewhere around 19 to 20%.
Okay. And can we expect that to happen this year, considering?
Yeah, we hope.
Okay. So this year we should expect margins to recover a bit on year on
spinning business. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of revenue growth, you have always guided, double-digit kind of a revenue growth. But considering the situation now and what, six months of the scenario what you are looking at, do you expect, your overall, revenue growth would be in low double digit, or we should expect it to improve?
Hopefully in double digits, sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please restrict your question to one only. The next question is from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, could you throw some light on the arrivals of cotton this season? Because the news we are reading is that the farmers are holding the cotton. So how has been the arrivals this season? And could you please highlight on how we are getting affected because the Indian cotton is trading at a premium with international cotton. So could you please highlight on both these things?
Yeah, sir. The cotton arrival now up to April, we can say that approximately 200 lakh bales has come compared to last year. Last year by this time was around 250 lakh bales. So 50 lakh bales is behind this year. And people believe the production will be almost same like last year. So maybe the farmers are holding back additionally some 50 lakh bales. So this is what the general market view, and we hope there is a reason. The price is little higher level, so little above the 64,000 level. So whenever cotton price breaches 60, that is goes down below 60, immediately farmers are slowing down their bringing into the market. So almost like the farmers are now controlling the prices. So that's what the present situation. And the world market, the both prevailing at the same level almost. There is maybe 1,000 rupees plus or minus domestic cotton and international cotton. Only the thing difference is in India there is 11% import duty is there. So that's why it's not viable now to go for the import cotton. So that is the present situation.
So can you see that there will be no cotton shortage in the country, right?
Yeah, the record shows even the various associations and the CAB, the government, almost recently announced around 330 lakh bales is the production, expected production. And the consumption was a little lower compared to the previous year. The cotton is available. That is what the government report as well as the various associations also says.
And sir, could you highlight on how the spinning industry is operating in the country? Are the spinning mills operating at almost optimal capacity utilization or they are still operating below optimal capacity utilization?
Sir, even till now operating at below the standard level. Because in the last 6 months, the cotton price, of course, it touched, 1 lakh. And slowly it was falling down, whereas cotton, yarn price also falling down. But the yarn demand was a little slow in the past 4 or 5 months. Because of that, mills also slowed down their production. I hope this is still maybe around, 10 to 15% lower than the normal level.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, sir. KPR well equipped with the high-tech integrated facilities, enthused workforce, progressive business model, and empowered by strong performance track record, loyal customer base and drive for enhancing value for all stakeholders will keep its growth in line with the expected level. So with this, I thank you all once again. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.